Let's pick up on that story about the Labour leader, Ed Miliband. He's been on a regional tour today in Northamptonshire, but he's had to take time out from campaigning to address the latest bout of criticism of his leadership. Some of his MPs have long insisted in private that the party would be better off without him, but now the BBC's been told that a number of them have taken their concerns to the chairman of the Parliamentary Labour Party, Dave Watts. Our political correspondent Chris Mason has the story.
Carolyn, wander around Westminster at the moment and the men and women in red have a bout of the jitters. Some have long self-diagnosed a persistent case of the condition but are now jittering at a higher frequency. Others are feeling the symptoms for the first time. Pre-election nerves, yes, 183 days to go now, are part of it. Narrowing polls, another bit. But underlying them is everything ranging from concern about Ed Miliband to outright anger, bordering on despair. Let's be clear, plenty never wanted him as leader in the first place, but even some that did are now worried. The language used is often rather more industrial than our delicate ear appreciates at 5:16 on a Thursday evening. What really pees me off is he said he would be about content, not style, but it's all style and spin, and it's rubbish, a former Labour minister told me in rather stronger terms than I directly report. Asked if Ed Miliband is mentioned when out campaigning, the senior MP told me, laughing, "Well, I didn't mention Gordon either." Ouch. That's a reference to their former leader, of course, who led Labour to its second worst election kicking in its history. Now, I know what you're thinking. Who are all these so-called sources? Why won't they talk into a microphone so we know who they are? They won't, for a number of reasons. A problem is a rather bigger problem if there isn't a solution to it, and most accept there's no obvious alternative to Ed Miliband. And Labour could still win. Lord Soley is a former chairman of the Parliamentary Labour Party.
It's serious. It would be silly to say that every Labour MP is relaxed about the present situation. You know that that's not true, and there's no good me saying they are relaxed. And at the moment, they're just in their constituencies, fighting in their constituencies, and I think that's what they need to do.
So is this an active, coordinated campaign to remove Ed Miliband? No, but the mood is gloomy, often with a capital G. In Scotland, the fear within Labour is a resurgent SNP could snaffle a bagful of Labour seats. In England and Wales, the fear within Labour is the Conservatives will win again. Today, as you were saying, Ed Miliband's been in Northampton, classic marginal territory. He tweeted earlier about buses, just as some within his party talk about him metaphorically falling underneath one. So my colleague Neil Bradford asked him the obvious question.
Is your leadership in crisis?
This is nonsense. My focus, the Labour Party's focus, is on the country and the things that matter to the country. That's the cost of living crisis, it's the NHS, it's the prospects for the next generation. That's my focus here in Northampton, that's our focus across the country.
So you don't accept that MPs of your party are briefing against you, talking to the Labour Party chairman, asking you to resign?
Honestly, this is nonsense, and our focus, and I know the Labour Party's focus, is on the country. We're determined to be a one-term opposition that changes that. That's what I said when I embarked on my leadership, and that's the plan we're going to carry through.
Let's for a moment, though, park the whispers, if you can do such a thing, and talk numbers. Just how unpopular is Ed Miliband? Very, even more so than the Lib Dem leader, says Peter Kellner, the president of the pollsters YouGov.
Nick Clegg's ratings have been on the floor since very early on in this parliament. So for Ed Miliband to fall even fractionally below Nick Clegg, that is disastrous.
If you're below the floor, I mean, you're in the basement.
You are. People don't see him as Prime Minister. Only 20% think he's up to the job. People think Labour's less competent on the economy than the Conservatives. And yet, we have Labour level pegging in the polls. True, they were 10, 12 points ahead a year or so ago. But it is still an open contest because the Conservatives also have their problems being seen as out of touch. So it's not just the negatives and not just on the Labour side.
And that, Carolyn, is the crux of this. It's not exactly fragrant in the Tory garden either with those defections to UKIP. This appears to be the new normal for all the big parties right now. The Times, they are a jittery and no one's immune, but it's Labour reaching for the first aid kit tonight.
Chris Mason, thank you very much.